The Danish director Lars von Trier is best known for Breaking the Waves and Dancing in the Dark, films he made with the collective Dogma 95, where the filmmakers took a vow of poverty to work under relatively primitive conditions, but with great cinematic resourcefulness. His new film, Dogville, features a large ensemble headed by Nicole Kidman as a young woman hiding out in a remote and impoverished American town.
The Lars von Trier movie Dogville is a stark parable of American exploitation. It's set in the 30s in an isolated hamlet in the Rocky Mountains, although it wasn't filmed there because von Trier's critiques of America are unbruised by any firsthand knowledge of the place. This critique, all 3 hours of it, was shot in a black box set that looks like a giant Monopoly game board. The actors are the pawns. They mime doors, walls, and farm implements, and they're vaguely reminiscent of characters in Our Town and other pieces of homespun Americana, at least until their sadism rears its head. After the English narrator John Hurt introduces the denizens of Dogville in a voice dripping with sarcasm, a beautiful woman named Grace, played by Nicole Kidman, stumbles into town in the wake of distant gunshots. Grace is fleeing from gangsters, and her peril moves the fair-haired Thomas Edison Jr., not the one responsible for the microphone I'm talking into, but a figure meant to evoke American ingenuity. He's played by Paul Bettany as a wide-eyed moralist who refuses to turn Grace over to her pursuers, even when there's money to be made. It helps that she's a babe. Young Thomas can entertain thoughts of betting Grace at the same time he pats himself on the back for his nobility. He prevails upon the people to accept Grace despite the risk, which makes them feel good about their nobility. Although Grace has never done manual labor, she offers to work for her keep. But the townspeople, they're proudly self-sufficient and can't imagine what an outsider could do. Here's Kidman, Bettany, Chloe Sevigny, Harriet Anderson, and yes, that's Lauren Bacall as a shopkeeper.
Hi, all. Liz.
Oh, hello, Tom.
Grace. How's it all going?
Not very well, I'm afraid.
Really?
No, nobody needs any help.
Well, I thought that might be the case.
His plan to make everybody like me has run into a few problems because nobody wants me to work for them. I would really like to offer something in return. You're all running a terrible risk having me here. I mean, I'm willing to learn.
There must be somebody who needs help.
No.
Mr. McKay's site is not so
Yes,
good.
I went to Mr. McKay. I went to Martha and to Chuck and Vera's, and nobody seems to need any help. They all think everyone else needs something and not themselves.
Funny, that's exactly what Tom said. Well, I suppose he's pleased.
Well, just to prove him wrong, maybe you can lend a hand here.
But Ginger, there really isn't anything we need done.
Perhaps there's something you don't need doing.
Anything we don't need done?
Something that you would like done, but that you don't think is necessary.
What on earth would that be?
maybe the gooseberry bushes.
Oh, the gooseberries are just fine. Thank you very much.
No, not yours. The ones that planted themselves in the tall grass.
We don't grow anything there.
Exactly. Bit of tidying up. Who knows? Those bushes might one day bear fruit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Who knows?
All right, girl. Those alabaster hands of yours are hereby engaged to weed the wild gooseberry bushes.
There you go.
Thank you.
This part of the movie, when Grace befriends the townspeople, played by great actors like Patricia Clarkson, Stellan Skarsgård, Philip Baker Hall, and Ben Gazzara, is rather good-natured. But it's a setup for the hell to come. Dogville loves Grace until the police say she's wanted for a string of robberies. Robberies they know she didn't do, but that make her presence more, quote, costly. Soon she's doing more work for less pay, and soon she's being slapped, humiliated, enslaved, and sexually abused. To add insult to injury, she's puritanically denounced as a hussy. The most fascinating part of Dogville is the middle, when there's a tension between Grace's romantic notion of her refuge and her tendency to turn the other cheek, and the town's burgeoning resentment. But von Trier, as is his wont, pushes the scenario to misogynistic extremes to show that victimization in such circumstances isn't just possible, but inevitable, and that the American people under capitalism are vile. In the parlance of Dogville, dogs. Well, I don't know. Some of us might be. But if I'm going to be told I'm an active player in an unjust and exploitive system, I need more proof that the director of Dogville could recognize human decency if it bit him on the nose. For a feminist, this guy has a suspicious fondness for sagas of female humiliation. He doesn't get much out of his female lead, though. Kidman doesn't transcend her material the way Emily Watson and Bjork did in the director's other profiles in Martyrdom, Breaking the Waves and Dancer in the Dark. And the rest are marionettes on a hermetically sealed puppet stage. Von Trier's camera has a probing intimacy, but when he gets in tight on these amazing actors, there's nothing to see. They're half alive because the people they play are zombies. Von Trier gives Yanks the middle finger in the credits sequence, which serves up photos of real American poverty, hopelessness, and depravity, while David Bowie warbles Young Americans. That's when I wanted to throw things at the screen. I'm sure Von Trier would regard me the way Nicholson regards Cruise in A Few Good Men. You can't handle the truth. But what I really can't handle are selective half-truths by a preening misanthropic bully. Then again, maybe he's right that Americans are dogs. It would explain why his movies call to me, like fire hydrants.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.